This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 21st here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire, our last Roster Report podcast before Christmas, and we wish all of you first and foremost a happy holiday and Merry Christmas. This is our gift to you, and my gift to you this week is doing this podcast solo. Paul Perillo had to leave early today, so you just get Andy Hart running down. No transactions, because the Patriots did not make any moves this week. The team will head into the trip to Jacksonville as we speak with only 52 players on the active roster. Bill Belichick was asked about that open roster spot, one they held last week against San Francisco as well, and he said there was a potential they could just leave it open until Jermaine Cunningham returns from his NFL suspension. Even though the team would probably have a roster exemption for the season finale when Cunningham comes back next week, there's also the possibility that he could join the team in that 53rd spot. But as of right now, 52 players on the active roster for New England. Unfortunately, 19 of those 53, if you read the injury report, are injured, are banged up, and have been limited in some way this week during practice and are listed as questionable. 19 guys, I repeat, are questionable to play in the game at Jacksonville against the 2-12 Jaguars as the Patriots look to bounce back for the first loss in some 8 games. And I will run down the injured Patriots. A lot of these guys have obviously been on the injury report for quite some time and have played through these injuries. Other guys have sort of been new additions or of the last couple weeks. Patrick Chung is one of those guys, been here for a while, been limited all week. He's questionable with a shoulder injury. Dan Conley with that back injury that's been bothering him most of the year, limited all week, questionable. Alphonso Dennard, hamstring and knee. Remember, he's left each of the last 2 games early. He has been limited all week and is questionable. Rob Gronkowski, once again, has been on the practice field this week after getting back out there last Friday as he returns from the surgery on his broken forearm, also has a hip injury. Been limited all week, listed as questionable. But a number of reports have indicated that Gronkowski will not play in Jacksonville. Again, those are reports. The official injury designation is questionable. Aaron Hernandez has an ankle injury, limited all week, questionable. Dante Hightower, hamstring and a shoulder injury. That's a new addition of late, limited all week, questionable. Chandler Jones with that ankle injury, limited, questionable. Obviously, his production's been a little limited since he's returned, and he actually saw limited play last week as Justin Francis saw increased reps. Not sure if that's due to the ankle injury or if that's just, you know, some late season rotating for a guy who played a lot of snaps earlier in the year. Brandon Lloyd, coming off his huge 190-yard game, has a knee injury, limited, as he's been for quite some time in practice. He's questionable. Kyle Love, knee, limited, questionable. Logan Mankins, who I spoke with this week on Patriots Football Weekly TV, and if you want to check out that interview, you can find the entire PFW TV show on Patriots.com. He has the ankle and calf injury, limited participation, questionable. He said in the interview he's feeling pretty good, and then when the interview ended, he limped off pretty badly back to the training room. So we'll see how that plays out in the coming weeks. Gerard Mayo, elbow injury, limited in practice, questionable. Nick McDonald, shoulder, limited, questionable. Mike Rivera, who got injured last week in special teams against the Niners after making his first career start in that game, did not practice on Wednesday or Thursday this week, was limited on Friday, listed as questionable for the game. Nate Solder, who has an abdomen injury the last few weeks, limited, questionable. Brandon Spikes, knee and ankle injuries. Remember, he didn't start last week, and Bill Belichick said that was injury-related. He wanted to see sort of where it was going before they got him out there. Well, he got out there in the second series and then played the bulk of the game on that bad knee and ankle. He's limited this week and questionable. Aqib Talib with the hip injury suffered a couple weeks ago, limited, questionable. Sebastian Vollmer, back and knee injuries, limited, questionable. Wes Welker, the ankle injury that he's been dealing with, limited, questionable. Also, remember last week it looked like he banged up his knee a little bit in the game in the end zone, so he may be dealing with a couple injuries here. And Tracy White, elbow injury, limited participation, questionable. Tom Brady, you may have heard earlier in the week on Wednesday, did not practice, but he was removed from the injury report and returned to the practice field on Thursday and Friday, so he does not get an official designation. But the Patriots are banged up, certainly on the offensive line, certainly some of their receivers, Rob Gronkowski trying to work his way back, Wes Welker trying to stay in his best shape and condition as he can at this point. And then you look on the defensive side of the ball, guys like Brandon Spikes, limited last week in how much he played. Alphonso Dennard came out of the game the last 2 weeks with injuries. So clearly, Patriots are a banged-up group. Flipping to the other side of the injury report, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the one name of note, Maurice Jones-Drew, who has missed, I believe, 8 straight games with a foot injury, did not practice this week. He is officially listed as out. Jaguars have really struggled to find running backs to play. I think they've used 6 or 7 different guys this year. Elsewhere, Tyson Alualu is probable with a calf injury. Derek Cox, probable. Greg Jones, Rasheen Mathis, Brad Meester, Paul Posluszny, George Selvey, all listed as probable, while Dwight Lowry and Aaron Ross are listed as questionable for Jacksonville as the Patriots head down to Florida, Northern Florida, in the pre-Christmas game, looking to build a little bit of momentum as they head into the conclusion of the regular season. But as I said, 52 players on the roster, no transactions this week, although there's always the chance that Bill Belichick could promote someone from the practice squad heading into the game when they actually make the trip on Saturday to Northern Florida. But until next week, when we will be preparing for the season finale, and we may actually be talking about a JV football game and a very interesting game against Miami that, who knows, could include Ryan Mallett and a slew of backups, or it could include Bill Belichick putting the pedal to the metal and playing out the regular season. But for now, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a 10-win Patriots team looking to add another in the win column against a 2-win Jags team in Jacksonville Sunday at 1. Until next Friday, for Paul Perillo, who's not here, and myself, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday. Enjoy the Patriots game, which should be a blowout of the Jags, and we will talk to you next Friday on another Patriots.com Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.